Kalim chapter 17, Mishnah Kazasha Amru. We often talk about a kazas, an olive's bulk. Lo gadol v'lo katana ela beinoni. It's not the largest, it's not the smallest. It's the middle of olives. And ze egeri, this middle olive was an olive called the egeri. That was the strain of olives that was a middle-sized olive. Kasa'ira she'amru, a barley corn's bulk. She'amru lo gadol v'lo katana ela beinonis. Again, not the largest, not the smallest. Zu midbaris, and that was... It was a desert strain. It was called the desert strain of barley corn. So it brings up here, for example, this was used, it was the minimum amount for a human bone to impart impurity. That's for an example where you'd use a barley bone. So era. Ka'adasha she'amru, the next one, a lentil's bulk. And this was, for example, a piece of dead sherets. The minimum amount was a lentil's bulk. Not the biggest, not the smallest, but the middle. Zu mitzris, and this was a mitzris, it was called the Egyptian strain. That was the middle. Kolamataltin mevein esatuma ba'ove hamardaya, and all movable objects can induce impurity. So what this is talking about is in the laws of ohel. You know, if you've got a tent and you've got a corpse, let's say, under one corner, everything else underneath that tent is impure. So that's by Torah law. By rabbinical law, by Torah law, it only applies to fixed property. But the rabbis extended that to movable property. And what's the minimum size of the movable property that it has to be? So it says the diameter of an ox goad that they used to prod the ox with. Not the largest and not the smallest, but an average ox goad. That was the minimum movable thing. Sa'ezu Bainani, and what is this middle ox code? Kol she kefoi tefach, anything which has a circumference of a tefach. It was a round thing. So if it had it was round and long round, if it had a circumference of a tefach, then that was the minimum movable thing that could impart, that could transmit corpse under an oil, corpse impurity under an oil.